wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you at 713-780-3776. A busy, busy morning. Glenn Davis is going to join us at 8 o'clock to talk about the USMNT making the World Cup. That probably the biggest story nationally, that for the first time since 2014, the team will be playing in the World Cup in Qatar. But Bruce Arians also dominating the headlines yesterday as he's kicking himself upstairs. And a pretty decent, pretty nice of him, actually, taking care of his staff. This is a lot like Bob Stoops, the way Bob Stoops did it, making sure that his guys, Bob Stoops, you'll remember, retired right before football started in the summer, so that they didn't have any time to go get somebody else. So Lincoln Riley took over. All his assistant coaches were able to just move right in and stay in their positions. And it actually worked out pretty darn well because Lincoln Riley did a good job. And I think Bob Stoops knew what he would. Bob Stoops talked about that. And Bruce Arians did the same yesterday. He said, "My wife, it's awful important to me and my wife to take care of our guys. This is the way it's really important to me, succession, and Todd Bowles deserves this. And if I did this earlier, then Todd Bowles might not be the guy. This whole staff might have been fired. So here's the way that I did it, and I'm moving up." A lot of people are saying that Brady got him kicked out. I think that's garbage.
Well, so I mentioned this in February, and this is something Twitter came back, and there's guys who said, "You called this in February." Well, I thought this would happen. I mean, this was going to happen. Todd Bowles was going to succeed Bruce, and I thought it would happen this year, but I thought it would happen this year after Tom Brady retired. There was no question. Bruce has been intentional about his staff. Harold Godwin, Todd Bowles, Goody is my dad coached with Goody at Arizona. Goody's the one who really brought my dad back, and he was the assistant for my dad in Pittsburgh. So you had Goody, you had Todd Bowles, you have obviously Byron Leftwich, you have female staffers on the NFL. On the coaching staff. Bruce has been intentional. This is something that he wants to do. He wants it to be part of his legacy, and he has an understanding. And there was never any doubt to me that he would, when he shut it down, he would want to do it in a way, in a manner in which it would best benefit Todd Bowles, who deserves another shot. He got a shot with the Jets. That's not a real shot. Todd's a great defense coach. May not be a good head coach, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
And
he deserves another shot.
Here's what I would say. I do find it a little curious where there was already some smoke. There was already some smoke about Tom Brady didn't want to play for Bruce Arians anymore. Then Tom wanted to come back. Then Tom came back. Then there was smoke about him going to Miami potentially, and there being that came out of nowhere. There was talk about that. And then Bruce, I think when you start, if we go by where there's smoke, there's fire. I think there's three different things that make me believe that maybe that was a relationship that was respectful, but maybe not the best for Tom Brady to deal with. I'm not completely going to discount the fact that maybe Brady came back because he thought, he thought that he wouldn't have Bruce as a head coach because Bruce is still getting paid. Bruce is still with the organization, this is what's weird. Bruce has had health issues. I think he still has some. But Bruce has had health issues that have made him step down twice. So why would he not just step completely away from the game? Well, he wants to keep getting his check. He didn't want to step completely away.
Right.
So he's going to the front office, which Bruce has never done. So Bruce still gets a paycheck. Bruce, we're talking about Bruce Arians. So I don't know. When you add everything up, it looks like, well, I don't want to leave the organization. I'm definitely not leaving my paycheck. So Bruce gets his paycheck. He steps into a front office position, which has never been his kind of position. And he's still in a sport that causes him great stress. I don't know. I think there may be some smoke here, but because Bruce is going out on top, neither one of them. Tom Brady already has he already made a comment about how much respect and this, that, and the other for Bruce Arians. And it's not crazy for a guy with health conditions to step aside toward the end of his career. He's almost 70 years old. And for, I think he's 69.
I'm shocked that he took, first of all, I saw the health problem issues that he had in with the Cardinals. And there were stories, and he had to leave for a while there. Well,
Cardinals, and before that, Temple in college was his first one. And then he had it in Indianapolis or Pittsburgh. It's been, the stress has been hard. And Bruce is not, he's not shy about the fact that he'll throw some back.
No, maybe. Frankly, it was shocking to me that it lasted this long, if you want to know the truth. So for him to, and all of the stuff that he talked, I mean, we just all have to, it's got to be salacious. It's got to be, there's got to be something behind the scenes.
Well, I talked to Bruce, and Bruce, I don't know, he didn't tell me. I hadn't heard that. Whenever I asked him about coming on the show when Tom Brady, quote unquote, retired, when the first stuff leaked, Bruce like, he didn't tell me anything. I hadn't heard anything about it, which was weird that Tom Brady wouldn't reach out to his own coach and tell him that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. But Brady is going to play again, and Bruce isn't there, and people will search around on this. Tampa's not going to let it grow legs, but it's already been out there.
Yeah. Well, and even Light this week, Todd Light this week was asked about, was it this
Jason
week?
Jason Light, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Todd Light, he's the tackle. Jason Light was asked this week about was there some beef? Hey, you know what? You work with somebody all year long, and there's going to be some issues, whatever. He said it was no big deal. I mean, maybe Brady did have some, but listen, we saw the goodbye to New England where Brady, forgot New England. He wrote a really, really neat piece today or yesterday about Bruce Arians and could not do nothing but praise for him. So I'm not sure about it.
I think he also mission accomplished. Do you think there's a chance he doesn't want to be known as the guy that kicked the coach out?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a great look toward the end of your career to be the guy that forced out a coach who, by the way, is kind of the darling of the nation in terms football nation in terms of his willingness to be so open about trying to help
inclusion.
Minorities and inclusion and things like that. Yeah. So I don't think Tom wants that. I don't think he wants that label either.
No, he doesn't want that label, but maybe he doesn't deserve it either. I
think there was, you know, I don't think it's crazy to think that Tom maybe didn't love playing for BA. BA's not always the easiest to get along with. He's going to be ultra
honest.
And Tom Brady is you know, like any great players, got a little diva in him. Maybe Tom doesn't like hearing some of the things. Remember what Bruce? Remember early in their partnership, Bruce was like dropping truth bombs in the media, and people. I remember my dad telling me, he goes, "Hey, Bruce, better be careful with Tom Brady now saying this stuff publicly." He said, but my dad also thought maybe that Tom Brady was in on it because it might have been Bruce showing the rest of the team, hey, look what I can say about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So he kind of was curious if Tom Brady maybe knew that Bruce was going to do that so they could set a tone on the team. But regardless, Todd Bowles, one of the best defensive minds in football, is going to take over starting now. And BA will slide over to into the front office with Jason Light. My guess is consultant. He'll cash his paycheck this year, and then he'll be done next year.
Yep.
That's what I think will happen.
So those were the two biggest stories, and we will talk to Ben Volin about the Bruce Arians deal.
Maybe it's both of them, John. Maybe both of them are happening. Maybe Bruce wanted to slide, make sure Todd Bowles could get the job, wanted to collect his paycheck, and Tom Brady wanted to come. Maybe they're not connected, and maybe they are mutually exclusive. That's possible.
It's very possible. Maybe Bruce Arians had a plan all along, Tom Brady or not. I thought for sure.
I think he did, yeah.
I thought for sure that he would not. Why would I come back without Tom Brady?
That's what I was thinking. Bruce, why hadn't Bruce shut it down? Because I thought for sure.
Well, because I think he wanted to wait so that Todd Bowles and the rest of the guys could take over.
Yeah, but I thought he would just like shut it down and Todd Bowles would immediately take over. So, and he hadn't done that up to that point. And then Tom Brady came back.
Yeah, right.
So. But this is, can we just highlight for a second? I don't think in our lifetime of doing sports, I don't recall a march like this. Now, I don't recall any of the marches, so I'm just saying that out loud based on what's happened. But, I mean, Russell Wilson traded. Aaron Rodgers signs a mega contract. Deshaun Watson, his stuff comes to a conclusion, and we had never seen that in NFL history last like that and have... You know, because remember, it started with Deshaun saying, "I'm not going to play," and then it turned into lawsuits. We had
Davante Adams being traded.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill. The two best—you could argue—two best wide receivers in football were both traded. men's national team qualifies for World Cup, which is, you know, I mean, that's a big deal.
Well, the tournament. I mean, if you're going everything, the NFL has been unbelievable.
Well, tournament, yeah. Coach K is now playing. I mean, you could point to that. They're going to play. They line up. They won't play in March, but they line up to play North Carolina could be Duke's
the
final
Cougs run
game. Yeah, but I mean, just the NFL alone.
Just the NFL.
If we just said the NFL, there's no way the NFL's ever seen a march like this. It's not possible. There's no way the NFL's seen movement like Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Bruce Arians slides out, Tom Brady retires and unretires, which he unretired, I think, in March.
Mm-hmm.
Never have we seen a month like this, ever, in football history.
Well, and Jay says, don't forget Trump hit a hole-in-one, too.
Yeah. Many people saw it.
He had a hole-in-one.
Four Masters and multiple majors.
Right. I forgot about that.
Trump had a hole-in-one that was witnessed by several professional golfers. I read his actual words. That's the truth.
If Tom Brady, now this is something, D. Green says Tom Brady won a power struggle. I don't think he did. I really don't believe this was a power struggle and Bruce is out because of that. But maybe, who knows? Is this his way of telling Belichick, I can do it with any coach. Listen, if Tom Brady wins it with Todd Bowles this year, then it does mean that. It doesn't matter who the coach is. I'm going to win, and I can win with anybody.
It's probably still going to be Bruce's offense, though. So let's remember that, too, that Bruce has a different offense than what Tom had, and Tom's playing in Bruce's offense, and Byron Leftwich is probably going to run the same offense.
But Belichick always...
He's a system quarterback, is what I'm saying.
Belichick always shared the spotlight with... It was Belichick and Brady, and Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, and blah, blah, blah. Well, since Brady has left, hasn't really been the greatest coach of all time, has he? And Brady's gone and won again, and if he wins again with Todd Bowles... And sure, it's going to be Bruce's up, but Bruce is not going to be hands on every game. The common denominator is one guy, number 12, and I've always believed that anyway. This is all about 12, and it's not about the coach. Granted, I don't think they would have won as much without Belichick because early on there was a lot of defense that won them football games. There's no question about that. And Belichick is a great coach, and I'm not denigrating him in any way, shape, or form. But I think this has all been about number 12. And if he wins again with Todd Bowles, holy crap, that'll just mean. And Todd Bowles is a terrible coach because of how he was with the Jets. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you judge a guy? How are you going to judge? How can we judge Coach Culley? He was the coach of the Houston Texans. We can't judge how Coach Culley. He might be. Who knows? He might be Vince Lombardi with another team. We don't know. You don't know that.
I feel like you can.
You don't know?
I feel like you can.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I saw the you don't know the worst way. When I heard you say, like, I realized how damning that is to just be able to say you don't know about things. Like, there was, what was it? There was something where I saw somebody use you don't know that, you weren't there, when it was the most obvious. It was the most obvious. I think it might have been the kid. I think it might have been that one where the kid's running on the track and punches the other kid.
Yeah.
Knocks him down and like somebody said, I bet you he said a racial slur. And it's not what it was. Like,
you don't
like
know.
They said, no, it's not. He pushed a kid off the track because he was not an event
runner. For those of you
who
don't know and haven't seen it, there's a kid that's running.
John Boy Media.
You got to go to John Boy Media on Twitter and see it. They're running a track meet.
It's a distance race.
Distance race. And this kid comes up from behind and just waylays.
He sprints. He's not in the race.
Yeah.
And punches another kid and knocks him to the ground. It turns out in the first lap, the kid's like pushed him off the track. He's like, get off the track, dude. We're running. It was a guy who's not even in the race. He's just standing on there. And the kid pushed him off the track. So the other guy decided to run up and just sucker punch him and knock him out of the race.
Talk about, wow. 713 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and we buried the lead. Our Rockets with another wonderful.
Oh, man. It was literally, Jalen Green went off.
Well, we'll talk about
it. Wait until you hear how good this was.
This was the best. It couldn't get any better. And we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, champion.energy/1560. My buddy texted me the other day. He goes, you still with Champion? I was like, yes. What do you mean? Am I still with Champion? Why would I be with somebody else? How could you possibly go to another electricity company? He goes, well, I'm thinking about, he's got business and he wants to put it in there. And I was like, well, only if you want to save money. I don't know. Do you want to waste money? Go ahead and use another electricity company, because you will be wasting money. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to get your electricity at a great, 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 great price, okay? And the other guys are all, well, look at our rates. It's lower. Our rate is lower. Yeah, and then when the bill comes and all the fees are on there, you're like, holy crap, what happened? What happened to this lower rate, and I'm paying so much money? That's not the way they do business at Champion Energy. Sure, everybody's got fees, but I'm telling you, I pay less. I pay less every single month, and you will too. So check it out, champion.energy/1560.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Award-winning country sensation Lee Bryce is back.
It's a memory I don't miss with the girl I was. The
Label Me Proud Tour. Saturday, September 24th, Smart Financial Center in Sugar Land, with special guests Michael Ray, and Jackson Dean. Lee Bryce, on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Lance Erlein here. It used to take you 15 hours, sometimes more, to get a homeowner's insurance quote. How about 15 seconds? That's all it takes with a brand new system from TGS Insurance. Get a firm quote in 15 seconds when you text MONEY to 232323. That's MONEY to 232323. Stop giving your money away with your homeowner's insurance and save today by going with A-rated insurance companies for much, much less. Go to TGSinsurance.com for more information. And more importantly, take out your phone right now and text MONEY to 232323.
And now a message from Puffs Tissues. It's that time of year when spring's in full swing and explosions of life make allergies really zing. Each sniffle and swipe can be a moment of dread, as ordinary tissues make noses angry and red. So keep Puffs by your side to soften all your blows. With Air Puffed Magic, they'll cushion your nose. Especially during allergy season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I want to tell you some kind of fun yesterday. Last night at Toyota Center, as the Rockets lose to the Kings in a perfect way, 121-118. For the second straight game, they had a three to tie it and missed it. Josh Christopher wasn't good. He wasn't great yesterday, you know, but you know, you have your games. I'll tell you who was great. I mean, both of them. Jalen Green and KPJ were unbelievable. I mean, the scoring, I don't know if the two of them translate to wins. I think that's the problem. But, man, are they at times spectacular. KPJ, while we've got we wonder about him, he can be. He can be spectacular as well. He was 11 of 17 yesterday, 4 for 10 from 3, 4 of 5 at the line. He had 10 rebounds and 12 assists with just 3 turnovers. He was spectacular.
His talent was on display.
Yeah,
and I don't think that it's really, I don't think there's any real question about how talented he is.
And no, it's whether or not. Well, first of all, can he keep his head on straight?
Yeah, it's the emotions, the personality, on the court. And, I mean, it's that
and,
stuff.
And does
it's
his maturity. Game translate to winning?
It's maturity. Yeah, I think that's a fair question. You know, Steve Francis was a highly talented, and athletic player. His game did not translate to winning. You're right. That's probably the most important thing is does the game translate to winning? And I don't know that his does, but that's not really what the conversation is today. It's just talking about how brilliant he was.
Yeah.
He was really, really good. Your guy Bruno Fernando was good. There was a ton of guys out. Shingun was out, so Gruba got a start and did a nice job, you know, in his first ever start. Some guys who didn't usually get minutes got minutes, and Jalen Green, another 30-point game. It was, but what you had was a tight game to the very end where, and actually the Rockets had taken the lead, then they lost the lead, and then you had a chance to tie the game up with a 3-point basket by Christopher, who airballed, and it was like, man, could this get any better? A close loss with great Jalen Green play, Kevin Porter Jr. play, your personal hero, Bruno Fernando.
My favorite player.
With a spin move. It was beautiful.
I'm telling you.
In the paint.
He was plus 16 on the floor. He had 10 rebounds. He had a double-double. He had 17 points and 10 rebounds in just 22 minutes.
Maybe the center you want is right on the roster. I mean, you're going to go old school with double bigs, which I know they're not a fan of, but
I tell you, he plays defense. I don't get it. I just don't. But
I mean, maybe he's going to be he's the guy moving forward. Maybe they're going to use him.
I think I tell you this. If they do move him, he'll be a lot like Montrezl. He'll be a decent player that is going to contribute somewhere else.
And he'll keep moving from team to team.
Well,
Montrezl, volatile.
Well, not that.
Not like that.
But you know, I thought after Montrezl left, I was like, man, we had that guy. Why would we? Now his volatility.
We didn't know
behind the scenes.
RJ's going to think, God, this guy doesn't even know how to say Montrezl's
name.
No,
his name is Montrezl.
He calls him Montrezl. I know you're.
Okay, spell it. Spell his name.
Montrez.
L. What's that spell to you?
Montrez.
Montrezl.
The L is silent.
It's Montrez. L is silent. Like how many other times have you seen the L at the end of a word?
Oh, like you don't say ghost. Okay? That's the...
I don't say ghost. I say ghost.
Okay.
The L is silent like L's at the end of names.
Listen, Montrez... What names have L at silent at the end of their
name?
What names? Name them.
They're mostly Swedish.
There's no Swedish names that are silent.
There's literally none that I know.
Zero. So I'm not going to start now. Okay.
Well, so I think that the plan could be to look. They're not going to. The Rockets are not going to have double bigs. They're not. They think it's bad for Jalen Green. So they don't even love Christian Wood at the same time as Shingun. So. But I could see Bruno Fernando
being one of those.
Yeah, well, I think Wood will be gone, but I think, you know, you could see Fernando being a guy who comes off the bench and being one of the Rockets you move forward with. Yeah. He's inexpensive, and he absolutely could. This is what this year is about. When you get to the end of the year, you wouldn't have thought nothing about Bruno Fernando.
Right.
But at the end of the year, you may say, you know what? Martin is a good player, and Fernando is a potential guy that we need to see more of. Shingun is everything we thought he would be. Jalen Green at the end of the year was a completely different player. Kevin Porter Jr. is maturing. Now, here's the problem. All these guys are on the same team that keep losing. So you still at some point need to be able to convert these losses to wins. But you've got young guys who are likely to keep getting better. Like, they're not on the decline. They're on the ascension. The question is, how much better do they get and how quickly? But I'm telling you right now, Jalen Green's game, Jalen is showing that it is not outrageous to believe that Jalen Green is going to be a guy who hits 22 a game next year.
No.
In year two.
No.
His jump is going to be substantial.
Yeah, it really is. So here's the problem. After three quarters, it was 104-103. That was the problem. Now, it all settled down in the fourth quarter to a standstill. Neither team could hit. It was 17-15 in the fourth quarter. But you're not... somehow, some way, and this is what Bruno was in there for. Bruno was plus 16. Bruno was playing defense. Bruno was guarding the rim. Bruno blocked shots. He cut people off. I mean, he's doing a lot of little things that you just don't have when you don't have somebody, a rim defender on the floor. I guess Chet Holmgren can be a rim defender, I guess. But he's going to get it bullied. He's just going to get bullied down low. And if I'm a team, I know nobody attacks down low. I understand, please. I've heard it 1,000 times. But if I'm a team, I'm just going to go, okay, you guys got Chet Holmgren down low. We're just going to bowl you over.
Then they'll just put Şengün on whoever that is.
Yeah, well, Şengün can get bowled over as well.
Şengün's not a small
But you're not going to have Chet Holmgren. And Chet, see, that's the problem. That's a problem. Are you going to have Şengün? If you don't even want...
Şengün is
a
five.
You can't have Wood and Holmgren is a shot blocker, so he's going to have to be protecting the rim.
No, yeah, but the difference is, though, it's not that bad because basically Holmgren is a three. I mean, he's like Durant in that he is a 3-4 hybrid. He's really a three.
He's a poor man's Durant.
No, I'm not calling him Durant. Yeah. I said he's like the same. He steps out, and there's the big difference is offensively, at any point, he can step out in space, can shoot from distance, and that's why it's not the double big lineup. Just because he's tall, he's not a big. I mean, he's a tall guy who's long, who can block shots, but he doesn't need to be near the paint. And frankly, Şengün doesn't either. That's not the way NBA's played anymore.
Except when it is, and they're dominating you inside.
Good, but
that's what's happened to the Rockets a lot.
Well, they get dominated inside because they don't defend.
Well, yeah.
And they don't defend on the perimeter.
And they don't have anybody inside to defend other than Bruno.
But I don't remember many people going down in the low block. Like, A, you don't see it in basketball much except in college, which does beg the question, like, where's Bacot
going to
play?
No, I'm not even talking about going down low with back to the basket. I'm talking about just easy layups that they give
up. Well, yeah, how about defending on the perimeter? Well, how about somebody squeezing from a help side position? Well, their help side defense is atrocious.
And again, it's something that they don't do. I agree 100%. Yeah. I'm just wondering... You know,
but here's
we're watching something. I think we're watching something that's really, really good. We've been watching it, Jalen Green grow and KPJ grow. I just don't know that it's going to be a winning combination. Well,
but you have to find that. You got to find the winners on your team. And that's what's going to be hard for Rafael Stone and Steven Silas is, who are the winners? Because these guys are losing a lot. And after the game, and it bothered me a little, but I tried not to let it get too much. I even debated whether I'd mention it or not, but... Me and Snacks were kind of noticing it. It was like all smiles after the loss. Immediately, Josh Christopher is laughing after his three-point miss. But I'm like, well, I'm happy they lost, so yeah. Maybe they... Yeah. But I wish they weren't as happy. Kevin Porter Jr. seemed happy because he got his triple-double. Like, no one seemed upset about it. I kind of wish they were a little bit upset. I mean, I'm happy for a very specific draft reason. But... The players didn't seem like it's just another loss, and that very briefly bothered me a little bit because I don't want them to get into the mode of just another loss. But the good thing is I do think that that can flip. We saw the intensity when they had that 7-game win streak this year where all of a sudden they were playing much more intense basketball. It wasn't against good teams, but it mattered to them more during that stretch, and two of those players, Jalen Green and KPJ, were out. So I do think if you start anew, like in 2023 or 2022 season next year, 2022-2023, I think you can just crank up a different attitude and different mindset. But I do wish that we had some guys on the Rockets that you knew that it hurt their heart to lose and they didn't take it well. Because I think this team is getting used to losing, yeah. And it doesn't upset them.
But I saw Jalen at the end, after he missed the shot, Jalen went down and he held his hand.
We probably thought, why is Josh Christopher?
First
of all, why are you yo-yoing the ball 36 feet from the basket,
well,
KPJ?
Well, in just the possession before, they're down four, and Jalen's on the wing, and he's got a guy hanging on him, and he still hits the three. KPJ just
goofs with the ball and flips
and
it to the guy who didn't even play
right
yesterday.
Right, and was 0 for 4 from 3 before that. All right, when we come back, our Astros. Okay, we'll talk on a little Astros baseball. We'll hear from Jose Urquidy about his start and the rotation. Have you seen the rotation?
I have. I was there's some surprises.
Yeah, so we
there's
got
some
that.
Surprises.
There are some surprises, and we'll give those to you next if you haven't heard yet on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
For those of you unfamiliar with ranch water, it's a famous cocktail born from the ranches of West Texas. But don't let the name fool you. You don't have to be on a ranch to enjoy it. Made from 100% blue agave, refreshing seltzer, and lime juice, it's like a margarita, only smoother. It's the perfect anytime, anywhere beverage. Move over, shower beer. Karbach Ranch Water Hard Seltzer. Born on the ranch. Enjoyed just about everywhere.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hey, everybody. John Granato here for Absolute Marble and Granite. You got to get it done, people. You can't have a home for 10, 15, 20 years without upgrading. Jeff Aronoff can do it all. You need that kitchen redone. You need that bathroom redone. You need that outdoor patio. Got to be a big job, but Jeff Aronoff can get this job done for you. You have to upgrade. Make that home or business much better. Give him a call. Let him start. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston, just received a shipment of the entire line of AAC suppressors. They've got the Halcyon 22, the Tyrant 9 and 45, the all-new Jaeger 30, and they even have the 51T muzzle brakes that you've been waiting for. But you better hurry because they're flying off the shelves. Don't forget, Waymore Silencers has one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the all-new NFAE forms for you. They're located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Again, that's 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or waymoresilencers.com. Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent. Remember, suppressors from Waymore make your weapons way more quiet.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros with another big win yesterday, 5-3 over the Mets. Jose Siri led off in this one. I could see Siri leading off.
Yeah, he's not typically the classic disciplined leadoff, but is there such a thing?
Neither
anymore?
Was George.
Like,
no.
Yeah, George wasn't either. I mean, I think you want a guy who's going to get on base. You'd prefer that, obviously. But the Astros want guys with pop. Not just the Astros. The analytics driven teams want guys who can hit home runs. So yeah, I mean, I suppose so. He's got some pop. He came out of nowhere. He became a guy who got red hot, we know, last year. So, in the minors. So, yeah, I could maybe see that. We know you're going to get some bat flips.
Yeah.
You could lead the game off with a spectacular bat flip.
I'm all for it. I probably won't be in my seat yet, so I wouldn't mind if he was down in the order with his bat flip. Chaz McCormick got a hit again, so that's nice. He's starting to come around. Chaz got a hit.
I like how that's the Chaz McCormick update.
Well, he's one for
Chad
one.
Chad got a hit.
Chaz got a hit.
Chad McCormick?
No. Chaz has been struggling. So to see him these last two games, they were working with him, and he did a nice job. Uncle Mike got a hit, which was nice. Bregman with an 0-for-3. Jordan had a hit. Yuli was 1-for-2, and he lowered his average. 1-for-2, you lower your average, you know you're having a good spring. Kyle Tucker got a hit, which is nice. He hadn't been hitting. Jeremy Pena was 0-for-2 with a strikeout. That's unfortunate. Jose Urquidy did pitch, though. And Jose Urquidy is going to be one of your starters. And Jose Urquidy felt pretty good about his start yesterday.
Very happy, excited for pitch with fans around me.
Feel very good physically. I was throwing everything through the zone. Excited for playing with my teammates, with Altuve, with Julie, with all my defense. And very excited for the start of the season.
Your velocity was up across the board today. Is that a sign of anything you've been working on, or just that you're feeling really healthy right now?
How fast I throw, you know?
You were averaging 93 on your fastball. Slider was up like 5 miles an hour from last year. It was like 83 maybe.
Yeah, I work on it. Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I work really hard this season for being healthy this year, and just try to compete. Waiting for start of the season for start games, and I compete 100%.
Did the line drive? Did it hurt at all? Were you able to pitch fine after that? It looked like you got good results.
Not in the moment, but right now, yes, it hurts a little bit. But I'm gonna get treatment for sure. But yeah, in the moment, I was excited for pitch, but right now it hurts.
So you showed us earlier you have the ball. Why did you keep the ball from a 109 mile an hour line drive?
Then that was hard. I never imagined that was 109. Yeah. But then that was hard. I couldn't reach, put my glove there. It was a hard line.
Why did you keep the ball?
I don't know. Somebody gave me that. Somebody got me that. I'm gonna remember like a souvenir.
So he got hit by a line drive in the butt, and it came off the bat at 109.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty hot exit velo.
Yeah, that's not good. And you know what? You can hit it somewhere else, please. Don't hit it at my body.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Would you mind not hitting me in the buttocks, sir? Thank you, sir.
With a line drive, and that's scary because we lost Fromber in a routine grounder back to the mound, and that hit the tip of his finger and broke it. So we don't need none of that, not with McCullough Lance down for I don't know how long. We'll see. The rotation is this. Fromber in game one, Odorizzi in game two, Verlander game three, Urquidy, and then Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just trying to give Odorizzi some confidence. You're our number two starter.
I was pretty shocked to hear Odorizzi at two. Honestly, but I don't know that it necessarily means anything. It's just, you know, right out of the gate.
It doesn't.
Because those things can certainly change, and maybe he's the guy they move backwards when it, you know, something pops up and all of a sudden Odorizzi gets skipped. And it's because you can also see that where, okay, they're skipping Odorizzi and they're going to, you know.
Well, here's the good thing, though, is if it does stay in this, okay, because after the opening game, and Justin Verlander said it, after opening day, it's just your turn in the rotation, and that's what it is. But if you got Odorizzi in front of Verlander all year long, Odorizzi pitches and whatever, and now all of a sudden you got to face Verlander.
Yeah.
And if Odorizzi gets a win, now you got Verlander coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
Or and if you lose that game with Odorizzi, you got Verlander right after him, which is a good thing because you can bounce back with a win.
Or Verlander's throwing with gas, then all of a sudden you're coming off Odorizzi's slow stuff.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe they're looking at him as like,
he's
kind of like a soft tossing lefty, only right-handed.
Well, not really. I don't think he's really soft tossing.
I mean, go ahead and show me the really
good. Let's go take a look at Odorizzi.
Go show me the dominant Odorizzi stuff.
Well, he was an all-star. He was an all-star.
That's what everyone goes to. You know how many people have been all-stars that you would be like, he was an all-star?
Yeah. Here's his.
You got to quit saying he was an all-star. Go tell me how good he's pitched.
He is, okay. Well, he actually did have a couple of good outings last year. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Okay. So he knew he was Jake Odorizzi and his terrible yet effective fastball. That's not a glowing endorsement of Jake Odorizzi, now, is it?
No.
No. So
because all of us in the numbers community know.
No, I mean, that's not.
That's a bad cape. You put capes on for some bad. You put some bad capes on sometimes. The Jake Odorizzi cape is a weird cape to wear.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, when Jake Odorizzi steps up and wins 12 games for you this year,
that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be amazing. I don't think he'll even be in the rotation by the end of the year.
Well,
you got to have better arms than Jake Odorizzi. I mean, all jokes aside, Jake Odorizzi's arm is not what you want. You got to be better than that, and hopefully Hunter Brown gets his shot or somebody with a better arm.
All-star.
No, he's just not good. I mean, he's just not a good pitcher. I mean, he's a 4+ pitcher. That's who he is. That's who he's been. That's who he is. He's a guy who's a back end of the roster, fighting back into the rotation, maybe. And frankly, he's a number six. That's who he is. For some weird reason, they've stuck him at number two. Your good pitchers like Urquidy is four, and then Luis Garcia is going to be five. So, man, take a look at 3, 4, 5. That's a murderer's row. Number two, you get a breather with Odorizzi, but Fromber, and then like Odorizzi, JV, Urquidy, and then because Urquidy was balling at the end of the year too last year, and of course,
and Garcia.
Luis Garcia. So you've got, I mean, other than Urquidy, obviously Odorizzi is your soft spot. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't really care, but you've got four good pitchers out of your five, and you've got a young arm and Hunter Brown, who, if you didn't hear Jim Callis yesterday from MLB Pipeline, you know, he spoke favorably of him. He's a guy, and it's not just him. The Athletic had something. Keith Laws mentioned him. Like, there's some excitement about Hunter Brown.
Yeah, and
from the minor leagues. You know,
he's
a space cowboy, isn't he?
Yeah. Pedro León was sent down as well. But Dusty had some glowing things to say about him.
He had a good spring.
He had a great spring. He said, I didn't know the kid, but what we learned, they lowered his leg kick, and he started making, and he was making great contact. He said, if that kid keeps progressing like this, he's going to be up here, and he's going to be helping us. So that's really, really good news. Pedro León is a beast. So it'll be fun to see if he can progress with the Space Cowboys and get up here to the big team. Let's get Brandon in here. He wants to talk about his Astros. Hey, Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. Man, love the show, guys. Listen every morning driving to work. Best sports show in Houston, no doubt.
I wanted to
talk a little bit about the outfield situation there, because I really feel like 1-6 in the order is solid. I mean, put it up against the Dodgers or the Mets or the White Sox, some of the best lineups in the big leagues of Boston now with Trevor Story. Outfield-wise, there were some rumors a while back. I know they were going to move Kyle Tucker to center to kind of open up that right field spot. Because I'm not real comfortable with Chaz McCormick being out there until Dick Myers gets back. But even that, I still kind of feel like they should have took a flyer on like a Jorge Soler before he signed with Miami. And I saw some reports this morning where Michael Conforto, the last big free agent on the market, had some shoulder problems in January. I don't know if they've been like discussions with him, but I feel like another left-handed bat in that lineup could really kind of pave the way for just better offensive production. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks.
I know you felt pretty passionately about them going and finding another outfielder as well.
Yep, I wanted that. I wish in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And
But it was, if there's one thing the Astros do, it's sign a lot of people.
Well, it's funny. We'll look at the grades for the offseason, and the Astros' grade wasn't great for this offseason. But I will say this. I think they got a lot of confidence in Jeremy Peña, and I think they got a lot of confidence in McCormick/Myers/Siri.
That's what they're doing. They've got a group of three, and they think somebody from there will
Step up,
or a combination.
And you know what? The guys
two.
Did last year too.
Yeah,
they did.
They did, not as consistent as you want, no, but they're young.
But yeah, and you could fade it because you had a much deeper with Carlos in the lineup. You had a much deeper lineup if you had to fade 8 and 9 if those guys weren't hitting. But let's face it, Jake Myers came up with some big hits last year.
What about now?
Well, we'll see Jake if Jake gets back, hopefully.
They haven't played much baseball. Like,
no.
This is, I mean, guys get better. They either show themselves as they're not in baseball, you're either not good enough and you have a hole, you have a flaw in your game, you know, it can be high strikeout usually in baseball, or you get better and you become a better player. And I think the odds are that one of those three players will get better and will start to give confidence to the Astros that they may have their solution inside those three. And, of course, that's a good thing if you can have club control, which makes it easier to put together a really good team. You can't put together the Astros. You can't be praying for everybody to get giant bags to where you – because I'm telling you now, the Astros are out. The Astros are not in on somebody catching a giant bag. That's just out. That's not who they are, and it's never who they're going to be. They'll give you some money in advance. They'll give you, you know, a reasonable contract, but they're not giving the MLB standard for the superstars. That's not happening. They never have, and if they do it, it'll be the first time.
Right. Well, they gave
Jose an 8-year deal. They gave
Altuve his extension.
They gave
him
fine money. He's not getting the superstar contracts that are out there now, 8 to 10 years. And I say 8.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's really turned into 10.
So, superstar, you mean length of contract. He got money of contract. He just didn't get length of contract.
Yeah, because length is guaranteed. It's more money.
Right, absolutely.
They're not giving out $300 million deals.
No, they ain't. No, they're not. He says, You know what? I heard Jim Crane multiple times say, it's not easy making $200 million, okay? So that's not easy to give away. It's not easy to make. It's not easy making.
I think if you're interested in making $200 million, they can have a conversation with you. With
maybe
you.
Haven't seen that yet.
I think Yordan. If you talk about, yeah,
who would you pay, Yordan or Tucker?
Well, here's the thing: Tucker's better defensively.
He's actually a defensive player.
Yeah. Well, have you not seen Yordan and left?
Yeah. He's so actually a better defensive player.
He terrified me every time the ball was hit out there to Yordan. So he is a two-way player. He does have good speed also. Yeah. I mean, he's a fast guy.
Yordan
which
is
does
faster
matter.
Than you think.
He's faster than I think, but Tucker's a legitimate base runner who also can thieve a base when you need it, which is not going to be Yordan. Yordan is clearly the more powerful guy. He's one of the most powerful
Tucker's
guys in the league.
More consistent. When Yordan goes into a slump, he goes into a slump, man. It's bad.
Yeah,
we've seen it.
I don't know. I mean, Yordan is the more exciting because of the long home runs he hits. But when you dig into the numbers, it's Tucker. I mean, Tucker's the guy.
Yep.
But I don't want to already start playing this game of Tucker or Yordan because we played that with
Springer
with two
and
players, and they both
go on. All right, 744 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, a little NFL draft talk. Mark wants to talk, and I've got a couple of questions for Lance on the other side. So if you've got any questions about your Texans and their draft, 713-780-3776 with the preeminent
That's
draft
say,
guy.
Preeminent, yeah.
In the city. Without a doubt, you're the preeminent draft expert in the city of Houston.
Yeah, that's what's said. That's what they're saying.
Houston and even Richmond and Rosenberg.
Yeah, definitely Fort Bend County's preeminent. Well, John Harris is in there too now. Jaybird's from.
Well, then we're just going to – in Harris County.
Yeah, I'd say in – yeah, and certainly in the Galleria area.
Right.
I feel comfortable with that.
Because where's Johnny? On Kirby, and then,
yeah.
So in the Galleria area, we got the preeminent draft guy, and we'll talk about it next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
But outside the loop.
Right.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Rhythm Energy. Message and data rates may apply. Text stop to cancel. Terms apply. Available at gotrhythm.com/terms. Copyright Rhythm 2022 PUCT number 10279.
Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Ever notice the more someone mentions something, the harder it becomes to ignore? Well, when's the last time you thought about your electricity company? Your rate, for example. Have you checked it lately? Are you paying more than you should? Did you actually renew your contract, or did they just put you on a variable rate plan so they can charge you more? Now that you're thinking about your electricity company and what you're paying, you should think about Rhythm Energy. We offer fixed-rate plans, we never hide fees, and we always give new and renewing customers access to the same great rates. Our customers could save thousands over the long term on their energy plans. And right now, get $50 in electricity bill credits with Rhythm Energy when you text SAVE to 64,000. Get $50 in electricity bill credits when you text SAVE to 64,000. That's S-A-V-E to 64,000.
Crawfish lovers, listen up. April 8th and 9th, BTR Cajun Throwdown is ready to party with you at Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. The entertainment lineup is better than ever, featuring Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, JC Cassidy, and more. Come enjoy activities like Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contests, and an exciting kid zone. Get your tickets now at BTRCajunThrowdown.com. You've got to tell them I sent you. It's powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac Vibe Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions. Do you like bugs, roaches, or termites in your home? No! John Granato here, and while I'm not a professional bug killer, I know one. His name is Scott McGrath, owner of McGrath Pest Control. They are professional bug killers. Don't let bugs rule your home and scare your family. Get McGrath Pest Control to protect you. Ask about their quarterly service. You set it and forget it. Bugs die. It's that simple. Professional, affordable, and just nice people. McGrath Pest Control. Find them on the web at McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
Hey foodies, the annual Culture Map Tastemaker Awards is back. That means it's time to celebrate the two things we love most, food and drinks. The Tastemaker Awards is an annual celebration of the talent in Houston's restaurant and bar community. Follow along on culturemap.com as we profile the nominees. Then join us on May 25th for our signature tasting event and awards ceremony where we'll unveil the winners. If you love trying the city's best restaurants, you won't want to miss this. Buy tickets now at culturemap.com/TM.
Ready to pop the question? Join us at Zadok Jewelers for our Wedding Ring Fling, Friday and Saturday, April 1st and 2nd. Enjoy 15% off your first ring and 20% off your second ring. Sip some bubbly while you shop Houston's largest selection of diamond engagement rings and his and hers wedding bands. Meet with representatives from top bridal jewelry designers and try on their specially curated collections. Join us April 1st and 2nd for the Zadok Jewelers Wedding Ring Fling and take advantage of extended financing. Visit us at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard or at Zadok.com. Make the moment at Zadok Jewelers.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. In 11 minutes, we're going to talk soccer with our man Glenn Davis right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're a Dynamo fan or if you're a USMNT fan or you're just a fan of the game, Glenn Davis has all the information. He's the best in the business. So we will have him on in just a little bit. Right now, though, Mark has been waiting, and he wants to talk about the Texans draft. Mark, how are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love the show. Been listening for a long time. Got two questions. First question is, with the Texans having two first-round picks, what would y'all thoughts be if they went with two O-linemen, like a Neal with the first pick and then like a Linderbaum or a Green with the second pick, just to solidify that line for years to come? And my second question is, and I'm sure y'all have covered this, and I might have missed it, but are there any U of H players that we should keep an eye out for that could be drafted in the early rounds? I don't know of anybody, but Lance, you might have somebody you can mention, so I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, it's easy. Logan Hall is the Cougar early. I'm starting to think Marcus Jones may slip into day three. He hasn't been able to work out his shoulder. You know, he had shoulder surgery.
He'd be a bargain there.
He is, yeah, he's an undersized nickel. Like, he's a smaller, he's a third corner is what he is. I think he's a wide receiver.
And he's a special teams demon.
Well, yeah, and he's an elite special teamer, but kickoffs are not really that much of a thing in the NFL.
Yeah, right.
But he can return punts, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's clearly value. I think that Logan Hall from University of Houston could be drafted. I think in a second round is where Logan Hall will get drafted.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that would be a guy I'd watch. And then as far as the O-line strategy, in theory, I'd love it. I think Kenyon Green would make sense. Linderbaum's too small, and he does. I don't think he really fits what Pep Hamilton's going to do offensively from a running game standpoint.
Plus, you got Justin Britt.
you got Justin Britt. But the other thing is there are other centers that you can get in the third, fourth, fifth round that could become starters for you. So it's not a bad year for centers. And because it's a little deeper with some O-line positions, I think I'd probably wait. I just think the need to get someone in the secondary, someone with rush. There's just so many wide receivers. There's so many needs that I would hate to go position rather than position best available. I could totally see based on, you know, Evan Neal. I think there's a real chance Evan Neal is there for the Texans. And Ike Ekwonu. I think there's a chance that both of those guys are there. And if they are both there, then, you know, just take whoever you have graded highest, and you've just made your offensive line better. I think that's a no-brainer. But at 13, to me, I'm going with the best player on my board because you have so many needs. It really doesn't matter. Whoever your highest-rated player is on the board, pull them off the board, call it in, run the card up, and you're done. And then go get guard or center if you're still interested. Preferably a guy who can play both positions. Go get that later in the draft. Maybe a guy like Luke Getteke from Central Michigan is a guy. He played right tackle at Central Michigan, but he's a former tight end who converted to offensive line. He's talented, and I think he is a day two potential center. They had him snapping some at the Senior Bowl. He's able to play guard. He is a guy, to me, that would fit the mold. Also, a guy named Cole Strange, who my dad's working with, University of Tennessee Chattanooga, who can play guard center. He's also more of a zone scheme guy, but he's strong. I don't want to say stronger. He's a little bigger than Tyler Linderbaum. He's not necessarily stronger because Linderbaum beat Tristan Wirfs in a high school wrestling match. That dude is really strong, but he's 290 pounds with short arms. He's got little T-Rexers. He's less than 32-inch arms, so that's going to bother some teams. I think he could fall out of the first round. But
if Aiden Hutchinson was rushing against Linderbaum, would they even touch each other? Would they be able to touch each other?
But they wouldn't bump bellies. They would touch each other.
And then finally touch each other?
Aiden's is 32 and an 8. That's short for a 6'6" guy. That's very short for a 6'6" guy. But, yes, he can still get his hands on you. He can throw you around, too, man. That guy is a workout machine.
They won't be able to touch each other.
So here's what I think is going to happen. I think Trayvon Walker is going to be the first pick of the draft, which is going to be a surprise to a lot of people. But I'm hearing that Trayvon Walker is going to be the guy at Jacksonville. He's just moving up boards. He tested off the charts. And so I think he's going to be one. And then I think Detroit is going to stay at the end and go two with Aiden Hutchinson. And if that's the case, because you look at their offensive line, they're unlikely to draft offensive line. So two will either be a trade-in spot where somebody goes and gets a player, you know, like the Giants or the Jets or the Carolina Panthers trade into number two ahead of the Texans, which is fine. If Aiden Hutchinson wants to fall here or Ikem Ekwonu, that's fine.
That there's a lot of smoke, but Thibodeau is the third guy?
I've dug around with some people who have put him there, and they're like, nah, it's just – one person said they were doing a favor to another team by putting him in there. So I was like, okay, you're not hearing anything. They said no. And then the other guy said, no, I'm just kind of guessing. They need pass rusher. Lovie Smith likes those kind of guys. I just tried to add two. It's possible. I don't think he's going to have the football character that Nick is going to love. I think I'm just hearing from too many people that the concerns are he's just more – worried about his brand than he is about winning football.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's the kind of thing that's not going to sit well with football
the third
people.
Overall pick.
And especially if you're trying to build culture.
Is it Neil?
I think it would be Neil. That's my guess. Ekwonu has as good upside as any, but Neil is ready to play right now. You can plug him in at guard or tackle. He starts. He doesn't have heartaches. Ikem Ekwonu could have some real ups and downs because he's got some holes in his pass protection. But, man, when he gets going, he is a monster. He is tough to deal with. But I think Evan Neal would be, to me, he's the safer guy. And right away, you plug him in, and he is your second-best offensive lineman. As soon as he takes his first snap, he's second to Tunsil. And you could play him at guard, or you could play him at tackle. And eventually, you could play him at left tackle if and when you move on from Tunsil. So, I'm to the point now where you could consider trading out of that spot.
You got Tunsil on one side and Neal on the other.
That's pretty good.
And you bump Howard down.
That's why I'm like, the more I start thinking about it, maybe trading out of that is just something. Don't get too cute. Take a good football player. Yeah. He's Nick Saban tested and taught.
Unless you just go down two spots.
Yeah, if you go down
then
two
you
spots,
could get Icky or you could get Cross.
If you go down two spots, I think Icky or Neal is going to be there for you potentially. But you really need you would absolutely love if Thibodeau got drafted inside of there. But here's how it could go. It could go like this. It could go Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson, Texans trade to 5, Giants trade up and take Evan Neal, and then Ikem Ekwonu goes 4 to the Jets. Now you've got we got the two fits for the Texans that passed. And then, you know, fans would be like, oh, Thibodeau. What about Thibodeau? That's fine. I'm just telling you. I don't think Thibodeau has the personality that they want in a locker room that's young and they're trying to build. Just from everything I've been told, that there's not. And look, his tape is just very – you're projecting his potential.
Where does Cross fit in?
I think Cross fits inside the top 7. I think he could go 6 to Carolina.
Well, then he could go 5. He could go 6.
Yeah, I just Cross to me. I'm worried about his pass pro. Fast guys give. I saw Tyree Johnson from A&M give him the business. So I'm always concerned about left tackles who struggle with speed rushers. So that's my biggest concern is he has to turn in panic to catch up with them. He's athletic enough to catch up with them and recover, but I don't like when guys have to turn, panic, and run. I mean, to me, you got to be able to keep sliding and cut them off with angles and. Cross, you know where Cross came from before Mississippi State?
No.
He was LSU.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know how many LSU guys transfer out and go somewhere and start somewhere? I see this every year. I run into at least 2 to 3 players who formerly were at LSU, and they're getting drafted because LSU recruited them as a 4-star.
Well, I asked you about that safety the other day. He went from LSU to Texas Tech, and his mom
Yeah, I didn't know him. He's an LSU guy, too?
He's an LSU guy, too. Here's a question. What about Mitchell D. Knight, third or fourth, or Donald Scooby Lawson?
There's no such person. This is the second time.
What do you mean?
That DJ Lockdown has come with Scooby Lawson. He's very proud of the nickname Scooby Lawson. There was a guy named
second or third with Scooby.
Listen, this is what I'm going to give him. I'm going to give him some props. There used to be a linebacker, you may remember him from Arizona, who had a crap ton of tackles named Scooby Wright.
Yeah.
White guy who ran like a 4.8.
Yeah.
Kind of not a knee bender, but had great instincts and just knew where to go all the time. But he couldn't play in the league because he wasn't a good enough athlete. But that's why the nickname Scooby Lawson has a special place in my heart.
All right,
those are fake prospects that sound real.
That sounds
He's
real
the
to
best
me.
At this.
I heard
Nobody's
of Scooby.
Ever been better.
I heard of Scooby before. I've seen him.
Yeah, that's why it feels
multiple
real.
Multiple times David's asking about him.
That's why it feels real.
Okay, so when we come back, our good friend Glenn Davis is going to join us to talk about
USA.
Sorry. And was anybody from the SEC there? Because we can chant that, too.
Similar.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're talking USMNT. Don't go anywhere.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real, fun sports.
After months of playing, college.